I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lee County Sheriff's Office has issued a missing persons report for one-year-old Bella Sennett. She was last seen on Friday with her mother, 27-year-old Gina Marie Dunn of Hobbs, possibly in the area of the University Medical Center in Lubbock. Anyone with information on this case should call Lee County Sheriff's Office. 35-year-old Juan Lerma of Carlsbad, who was charged with the alleged murder and the death of his 8-year-old daughter in August of 2020, was in the Eddy County Detention Center during that time awaiting trial. But on Sunday, he was released by order of District Judge Jane Shuler Gray from the detention center, that according to court records. As part of the release, Lerma must abide by 6 stipulations. One of them, he must remain at home with a GPS monitor. Lerma was charged with intentional abuse of a child resulting in death and tampering with evidence 2 years ago in the death of his 8-year-old daughter, Samantha Nicole Rubino, that according to court records. Rubino's body was found wrapped in trash bags in a garbage can by Carlsbad police at Lerma's residence. Autopsy reports indicate that the girl died of blunt force trauma. As for the release of Lerma, no reason has been given from Judge Gray's office. The murder trial of Bishop Henderson III of Hobbs continued in 5th District Court in Lovington on Wednesday. Henderson is being tried on 3 murder charges that occurred at a house party in Hobbs on August 25th of 2019. On Wednesday, a witness took the stand and identified Henderson as a shooter at the party. The witness also testified there was another shooter at the party. Prosecutors from the Attorney General's office are assisting 5th District prosecutors with this case. 50-year-old Juan Gonzalez of El Paso is accused of embezzling money from 2 hotels in Roswell where he was previously employed. He was released Monday without bond following an appearance in Chavez County Magistrate Court. Gonzalez was charged with 1 felony count of embezzlement over $2,500. Magistrate Judge Casey Rogers ordered Gonzalez released on his own recognizance. Gonzalez was general manager of the Holiday Inn Express and Baymont Hotel in Roswell between August and December of last year, when, according to court documents, he allegedly charged over $7,900 in personal expenses to a company credit card he was issued. The card, though, was intended to be used by Gonzalez for business purposes. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.